back for her first of the month visit. And astrologically, we're going to take a look at this and the economy in general, see where we are, where we're going. We know where we've been, and we don't want to go there again. Hello, Madeline. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's delightful to be here, even under these circumstances.
Yeah. Well, I don't honestly think they're quite as dangerous as they first appeared. I don't think Trump is going to be so stupid twice. It's embarrassing on a number of levels. Nothing was accomplished. In fact, I don't know if you were listening, but the Air Force of Bashar al-Assad, the Syrian Air Force, is back to using the runway at the airport already.
Yes, I heard that. Yes, indeed. That's pretty disheartening to think that we spent all that money, etc., resources on the company.
Well, they were old missiles. It was just, look, it was inventory cleaning is what it was. Now they get to buy new ones.
Okay. Let's just get rid of this stuff and we'll dump it over
there.
That's
right.
Well, I would like to make a comment about the astrology of what happened.
Please.
Because there are two very important situations that are going on at this time. One of them is that we're in what I call blue communications. This is the period right before the Mercury retrograde, which starts on Sunday.
Oh.
And during this period, and it's roughly 2 weeks before, you know, Mercury retrograde starts. So we're in that period, and during this time is when we make the most mistakes. And then we find out during Mercury retrograde that we made our mistake, and now we have to fix it. So I always tell people to slow down and double-check everything, especially double-check all the details, and to be careful during this period, because if you're not, you're likely to have a situation that you have to fix on top of your already too busy schedule during Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, Mercury retrograde is designed for you to catch up, but if you have to fix all your mistakes, you don't have much time to catch up. So Trump got caught in that, so perhaps he should have had my good timing guide, eh?
Yeah.
And maybe
good
then
idea.
he would have reconsidered. But we have to also remember that Trump is a Gemini. And Geminis have basically two minds, you see, or they are a mutable sign. So they have the ability to make changes easily. In fact, all mutable signs make changes easily. And they're the signs that occur as the last sign before the next season. So Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces are all mutable signs, and they all make changes easily. So that's what happened. Somebody presented him with evidence, and he went, oh my God. And he changed his mind easily. Mm-hmm. About Assad during a time when we make mistakes. But, you know, when I saw it, I thought, oh, that's bizarre that Assad would have done that, because here we had just announced that we weren't in the regime change business. And mm-hmm. So to me, it didn't make any sense that Assad would have done that.
Well, but he didn't, and it doesn't, and you're right.
Right? This doesn't make sense. So, you know, the other major thing that's happening this week and next, it's particularly for the full moon, but it's in play this week, especially. And this is a situation where leaders are taking very unexpected actions that lead to chaos. So, of course, that's happening with this situation as well. And, I told my subscribers back in probably March probably early March, that April was full of chaos. Now, at the time, because there is a major financial aspect going on as well, I thought it was going to be related to the U.S. financial situation, because it's already, we've already reached our debt ceiling again, right?
Right.
And it shows up here in the chart, you know. And I kind of thought, well, maybe that's what it's about. Maybe Trump is bringing in, you know, gold or silver to back the U.S. dollar. And, of course, that's dangerous because the last guy who did that was JFK, and he died 10 days after he signed that contract to do that with Sukarno. That is a rather dangerous activity to do, and yet we're expecting an economic high that's supposed to start in May.
Uh-huh.
And how could you start an economic high in May for a year and a half if the dollar is going to crash?
It's not going to happen.
Well, I just can't see how we can get out of doing something about our dollar in the meantime, you see.
Right, right. When does the debt come due again? Our ceiling? June?
Well, it's already at its ceiling, and so they have, I don't know, like a few weeks where they can play with the numbers or whatever and kind of remain in legal range, right? But so, and that just is kind of on a day-by-day basis that they can manage to keep it going for a few weeks. So they're already at the limit. And it's chaotic if they don't do something about it. Now, at the time I wrote my newsletter, I thought Trump was just going to be one of these practical businessmen and say, well, obviously, we're not making any progress on this debt. Let's just write it down 50% or 70% or whatever.
Sure.
And get the show on the road, you know. And other countries do this, too. They get over their head in debt, and they offer their investors, people who own or, you know, institutions that own the their bonds, a different bond.
Sure.
You know, they offer them a bond that's worth, you know, 25 or 30 cents.
It's a buyout with a more lucrative instrument of some kind. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so, and they can either take it or they can just lose everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that's what was going on. But I did read recently that Trump was proposing instead to sell some of the assets of the U.S. government, and that the, I think it was the mineral rights under a lot of places are worth $128 trillion. So you think about that, that kind of makes your $20 trillion debt look kind of tiny in comparison.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if he'll do that. That's a possibility. Instead of writing down the debt. But even if he does that, you still have to do something about the dollar. You know, the dollar at this point only is worth about 2 cents on the dollar that we had in 1913 when the Federal Reserve started.
2 cents.
About 2 cents, yeah. Maybe 2.5.
Pretty damn embarrassing, yeah.
It's terrible. It's beyond terrible. So that's why you have strange situations. You and I can both remember that back in the 70s, a house out on our side of the coast might have cost $20,000, and that was a pretty good house. But of course, there are no houses, even times 10, that amount now.
No, can't even build a garage for that anymore.
No. Your garage might cost you $100,000. Or maybe if you're lucky, you get it for $65,000 or something.
They're not cheap. Nothing's cheap.
No.
It's gone. It's all gone. The American dream is over.
Well, it's certainly been changed. You know, I don't think we should give up on it, but it's certainly
No,
been
the expectations
changed.
Are all different. You're right. People are expecting different things. They're expecting to grow up and live with their parents if necessary, or vice versa. They're expecting to grow up and get an apartment if they're real lucky. They've scaled everything back. You're right. It's been revised.
It's been revised, yeah. So between these two things where there's chaos, and this chaos, let me just, for anybody in your audience that might know astrology, this is the Sun conjunct Uranus and Eris, who is our agent of chaos, square to Pluto and opposite the Moon and Jupiter at the full moon. So this is five planets, actually six characters that are basically at war. So it's a very big mess. And then there's three planets that are associated with the financial situation being so dire. So a lot of the emphasis on April is related to this chaos. And our leaders taking these very unexpected actions, which can lead to chaos. Now, certainly if the U.S. dollar became backed by gold or silver, that could very well lead to some more chaos, because that would mean, I believe, at least I would hope, that the Federal Reserve note would have been retired and replaced with a U.S. Treasury note. So we would have U.S. Treasury dollars instead of Federal Reserve dollars.
Right.
And that would be important, because we could stop bleeding all that interest that we pay to the Federal Reserve for our rented currency. But so it doesn't make sense, you see, to back a Federal Reserve note with gold or silver for that reason. But the Federal Reserve, of course, would be, I'm sure, highly unhappy with that possibility.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I'm sure they wouldn't just let that happen without a pretty major pushback. And there would probably be quite a bit of behind-the-scenes chaos going on the whole time. So we'll see what happens this month. It's a pretty chaotic month. It's pretty unexpected things are happening. And as I mentioned earlier, Mercury retrograde is going to start Sunday. Now, this Mercury retrograde...
How long does it last? 6 weeks each time?
No, roughly 3 to 3.5 weeks. It lasts until May 3rd.
Where did I come up with six?
Well, that's Venus retrograde, and she is still retrograde right now.
Okay.
And she's going to be going forward on April 15th, tax day. Kind of interesting timing, I think, since Venus represents money and values and relationships. So here we are in a period where we're rethinking relationships, we're making mistakes, and leaders are taking unexpected actions that create chaos. So probably not our best period to go to war, but easily understandable how that can happen. Now, Mercury retrograde is kind of interesting this time, because Mercury is now in the sign of Taurus, where everybody's kind of thinking about security and money and things like that, and their values. Of course, that's what we saw with Trump this week, you know.
Uh-huh.
So now Mercury's going to move back into Aries during this retrograde, and he's going to go back and conjunct Uranus again, where there's unexpected news coming out. And then while he's talking to Uranus, he's also going to be talking to Saturn. Saturn is your, what I would call, status quo, or your people who are sort of in charge and keeping things going in the standard way. So there's actually some strategic support for whatever Mercury finds out and releases. So we'll see what happens there. But the good news for people who are not just paying attention to politics is that they can use this time period to make new choices, use new technologies, use new ideas to solve old problems, and they can easily make that work.
Madeline, let me ask a question. Do you see anything that suggests any kind of a conflagration? We got chaos. We got Mercury retro. Are there any indicators in your field that show war? Big convulsions.
Well, not like that until next year. We have that Mars opposite Uranus for square Uranus for about 5.5 months next year.
Okay, now that is much more
that's
likely
a very volatile
to host something. Okay, all right.
Yeah, and it's during Mars retrograde, which happens to be a very warlike energy as well. You certainly have an energy right now. Mars is trying Pluto, where you can have very intense energies going on, but they're in a positive relationship to each other, so it's less likely to be a situation where, it's a full-out war. I just don't see that.
The reason I ask is we have so many different, we've got half a dozen legitimate war venues right now that are just waiting to explode. Korea, Iran, right?
Yeah.
Eastern Europe, Ukraine, those four right there. And now we've seen the fifth one, Syria, already is crammed full of people shooting and bombing. And you got the war in Yemen. We're getting more involved in that. Trump is listening to the generals. We're sending people in there. You got the South and the East China Seas. We have a lot of potential here for a lot of very ugly things.
And this next 2 weeks, is pretty rough because of the leaders taking these unexpected actions that can lead to chaos. It was pretty strong this week because the sun was more exactly square to Pluto and opposite that Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
So this week was the strongest time period for that. But it's still going, the sun is still going to exactly conjunct Eris and Uranus here next week. So it's pretty intense time period this month. But I don't think you're going to see an all-out major war. I don't think that's going to happen. Putin is a little bit more level-headed, I think.
Oh, he's a master, yeah.
He really is. So I think it's hard to get to bait Putin, so to speak.
He's nobody's fool. He's basically said, you want to do that again, you're going to have to go through me next time. And he's put one of his premier ships, the Admiral Grigorovich, right in between the U.S. Navy and the Syrian coastline.
I don't think it's going to blow up further into some major mess, although I could certainly be proven wrong. We have to keep in mind that because of this financial issue, you see, the cabal's typical response to a financial problem is to create war. That is their solution, right?
You bet.
Right. So one of the best things we can all do is to maybe turn off the news for a bit and start focusing on creating inner peace. I know it sounds a little crazy, but the more of us who feel inner peace, the less energy there is for the cabal to be able to create war. They count on us being upset and angry and anxious and fearful.
They like anxiety, they like stress, they like anything like that at all. They feed on it, right?
Yes, they feed on it. That's correct. Yes, exactly. So the more we can do to find a way to put ourselves in a peaceful situation, whether it's 10 or maybe 15 minutes a day of meditation or journaling or taking a walk in nature, anything that makes you, listening to your favorite music, it can be anything. I probably wouldn't recommend television because they have so many subliminal messages on there.
Right.
But, right? But I would focus on creating more and more peace throughout your day so that there's not the energy available to the cabal
yeah.
to create war.
I got it. So even
yeah.
if you can capture an extra 5 or 10 minutes of calm,
yes.
peaceful, you
yes.
know, just floating along, not engaged necessarily, that's going
right.
to help. All right.
That's going to help, exactly, yeah. And the other thing that people can do is to just send light to all these places. Just send light, loving energies, sending them peace and calm, because then that helps them to calm down so that they can start seeing what's really going on and what they really want to do.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Well, sending
and
light
what they want to create.
Is also cheaper than sending cruise missiles.
Many millions of dollars mm-hmm. cheaper. Many millions of dollars. And realistically, you see, everything, doesn't matter what it is, everything is created at the energetic level first. So if you keep people calm, keep people in peace, there's not the energy to go to war. So we can change it. We're many times more powerful than we've been led to believe.
Oh, that's one of the biggest secrets of all. Sure.
Yep.
They hide that from us. Yeah.
Yes,
if the
exactly.
people said no more and literally walked out in the street and said, that's it, we're done,
yeah,
what are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly. We have a peace march instead of a war march or an anti-war protest, you see. Then you see the energies are shifted.
Disengaged.
Yeah. Disengaged, yeah. Yeah. So we can change it, and but it's important to know that we have options and that the energies are rough this month. And when we come back, I'll tell you about some of the incredible things that are happening at the end of the month with the new moon.
Okay, we'll do it with
okay.
Madeline Gerwick in just a couple minutes. Hold on, and we'll be right back. Madeline, all right, go ahead, and let's see what we got to look forward to.
Okay, and before I mention the new moon, I just want to also remind people that Trump has an aspect in his chart that allows him to either become confused or possibly deceived.
There you go.
See?
Also, mix in there that he really likes to please people.
That's true. He's a Leo rising. He's a Leo rising, and they do like to please people, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's easy for him to have that happen. And one of the things that we can do to kind of help shore him up is to send him some light. Send him some appreciation for him having the courage to even take on the job of fighting the cabal, which is gigantic in every possible way. And it is unfortunate that he has surrounded himself basically with the enemy. So he needs a lot of help from us to send him a lot of supportive energy in terms of being able to stay true to his mission and to his goals and his vision for what he wanted to bring
mm-hmm.
to that
mm-hmm.
Position. So I wouldn't write Trump off quite yet, but I think it's obvious that he's in need of assistance to get back on the right track. And you're right. I think it is unfortunate that we have Jared Kushner in such a high-level situation there. That's a very dangerous situation. Not too different from what Clinton had with her aide. Was it Huma?
Yeah, Hillary and Huma, sure.
Yeah, Hillary and Huma, yeah. So, you know, similar situation.
Well, this guy is completely without portfolio, and yet he's sitting on the National Security Council.
Right,
he's privy
that's
to
crazy,
all the secrets.
It?
He's Mossad. The Israelis
yeah, exactly.
have a Mossad chair in the National Security Council meetings
yeah.
every day.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, so... Trump used to have somebody that was a lawyer like George Ross, for example, that was kind of keeping him on his toes and giving him appropriate advice about what was happening. But he doesn't have that situation probably anymore because, you know, George Ross was basically a real estate lawyer. But, you know, he needs that person who is on his side and supporting his agenda.
Well, that would have seemed to have been Steve Bannon, but
yeah.
little Jerry Kushner got rid of him.
Right. yeah, that's right. So
these intrigues are like a Shakespearean tragedy, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it is true. Absolutely true. And that's why we need to send Trump as much positive energy as possible to get him back on track and maybe get the right people supporting him and giving him the right information because it's definitely a big challenge at the moment. But the new moon, I have to tell you, I have never seen a chart like this ever in my, 40 years of looking at charts.
Huh.
And the situation is that there are no aspects at all between the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter,
uh-huh.
with the one exception of the new moon, meaning the Sun and Moon are together in the same place. So this is a highly unusual situation. And in the full moon chart that we have for April 10th or 11th, depending on your time zone. It happens kind of in the middle of the night, very late on the West Coast, early hours on the East Coast. In that chart, the financial situation is being hidden. You can't really see it. Something's probably going on, but you can't see it. It's not, no one's talking about it. It's all kind of hidden. But in this chart, the Congress is certainly talking about this financial situation, which they probably can't avoid any longer. And fortunately, this is after Venus goes direct. So she's stronger, and she's in the sign of Pisces, where she's exalted, meaning she's at her very best condition.
Mm.
So, and she's recently come in contact with Chiron, which is one of the best cycles that there is for finances. So this is what gave me the idea that maybe the U.S. dollar might become backed by gold or silver, because she's getting a much stronger situation here, and how could that possibly happen? Certainly that would happen if it was backed by gold or silver. So the Congress is definitely talking about the financial situation, but basically, the usual suspects are nowhere to be seen. They're nowhere involved in anything. Either they can't take action, that's a possibility. They don't know what action to take, that's another possibility. Or something has happened where they're completely unable to do anything about whatever is going on.
Hmm.
So this is a situation I've never seen. I've never seen all those planets with no aspects between them.
Well, what is it? Okay, distill that. What does it mean in a nutshell? What's it mean?
It means that all the people that are typically in charge
mm-hmm.
are not, you know, one of the possibilities I thought about, they're not able to do what they typically do. So one possibility might be that perhaps people have been arrested for the pedophilia ring. That might be a possibility. Maybe, you know, the UFO people have decided to come down and talk to us and they've made a big splash or something, you know. But basically the usual suspects are not involved in anything that's going on.
And what period of time is this again, Madeline?
The new moon is on April 26th.
How long?
And in D.C. it's at 8:17 a.m. And on the West Coast it's 5:17 a.m.
How long will this last?
About 2 weeks. That period is there.
Okay,
about,
so you've never seen anything like this, and it shows a big disengagement of these people, or are they disoriented?
Yeah, your usual suspects. They are not able to act. There's nothing for them to do. So, I mean, this leaves a lot to the imagination because, of course, I've never seen a situation like this before. I've never seen a situation where the usual suspects aren't up to something. And, you know, of course, I'm talking, you know, your cabal and your various people that are doing things, right? So I don't know if this means that they've been rounded up. That's always a possibility. I heard, I think it was on Alex Jones' InfoWars not too long ago, that 3,000 people have been arrested in the pedophilia ring.
I can't confirm that figure. Not that you're asking me to, but there have been several hundreds arrested. They're small fish.
Oh, yes, absolutely, they would be, yes.
They could lead the big fish, but then maybe all is going to be.
Yeah, that's the usual tactic, right?
They
arrest the lowlings, then they get the evidence for the higher-up ones, right?
If they're going to go higher, yeah, that's how they do it. Otherwise, they're going to just arrest these little fish, and that'll be the end of it for now. It'll be covered up. The media is so damn powerful, you just don't know.
Well, that is true. But
I don't know that it's 3,000, but you know, I know it's several hundred that have been arrested. But it's hard to know.
We did hear that. I think it was California announced. The state announced they had arrested 474.
I remember that too.
Yeah. We know it's more than that, but we don't have an actual confirmation of that number. But we do know that. That is happening. So that's a possible scenario for why people aren't acting in the usual.
This is really strange what you're saying. That's odd. It's like there's a vacuum of activity.
Right. Yes. And the only focus seems to be on the financial situation. And there's some hidden news going on that hasn't been released. There's some surprising news that hasn't been released. It's hidden at the time. So we'll see what happens here. Probably in May, that might come out in May, I would think, because we have this going on for a while. And so I think there's something big afoot, shall we say. And it's not obvious what it is, because we don't have enough data. In fact, when you look at this chart, or when I look at it anyways, the sun and moon are in the 12th house, which is what we call behind closed doors. So there's all these meetings occurring where there's probably a fair amount of interaction with foreigners and things of that sort, but it's all behind closed doors. No one is going to see what's happening. It's very quiet, shall we say. And at the same time, it's like nobody's talking, nobody's taking action, nobody's doing anything.
Well, are other people noticing this? If it's as unprecedented as you say, this must be kind of the talk of the town.
Well, I haven't had a chance to talk to other astrologers except for one, and she was equally baffled by it. And she's older than I am. She's been in astrology much longer than I am.
Uh-huh.
And she also thought that it was a situation where you know, the usual suspects are not able to take action. There's nothing happening with them. They're somehow, you know, what does it mean? Are they wiped out? We don't know. Are they arrested? We don't know. Are they running for the hills because, so they won't be arrested?
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know. But definitely something is up. So I think we're going to see some fairly major changes occurring either...
Is this within the government, or are you talking about nationwide? What is it restricted
well,
to?
Well, this chart is for the U.S., and it's done for Washington, D.C., because that's where our country's capital is. But it's essentially for the whole country.
Trump resigns, and we're in a limbo while the mechanism has to turn and the wheels squeak. And they put in a new president? Is it that big of a deal?
No, I don't think Trump would resign. I think that's highly unlikely.
No, his ego won't let that happen. I agree.
No, I think that's extremely unlikely. Yeah, no. And Trump is one of the few players. In fact, if I were going to look at this, I'd say it's Trump and the public. That's the only it's the only people talking is Trump and the public. So it's very unusual. So I don't know what to make of it in terms of how this could play out detail-wise, but it's
right.
Certainly unusual, very unusual. So, and because it looks like the Congress is finally dealing with the financial issue.
Well, they got no choice, right?
Right. Well, they certainly have managed to put it off for years. Perhaps this time they'll actually do something, because perhaps, but, you know, as you mentioned, you know, the people that he's surrounded by are obviously not going to want that to happen, that we would actually write down the debt, or we would actually... back the dollar with gold or silver. And just as an example about what difference it makes to back the dollar with gold and silver, if you were to look back into, say, 1940 or 41, the average price of a house was $7,500. And 30 years later, when Nixon took us off of the gold standard, the average price was around $21,000, maybe a little higher in certain places, sometimes a little bit lower, but roughly times three what it was 30 years earlier. That was on the gold standard. So 30 years later, in, you know, 2001, the average price of a house in my neck of the woods was somewhere around $350,000 to $400,000. So that's way past times 10 even, you know, times 11, times 20.
Sure.
You know, so that's the difference that a gold standard makes, or any metal backing, on the inflation and basically the loss of the purchasing power of the dollar. Whenever you hear the word inflation, basically it just means that your dollar isn't worth as much mm-hmm. as it used to be.
Right.
And the Fed has this crazy scenario where they want inflation to be 2% a year. Well, good Lord, you know, in 5 years it's 10%. In 10 years it's 20%. They're telling you that they think it's okay to lose 2% of your value, of your purchasing power, every year.
Huh.
See?
Yeah.
So that's their solution, you see, is to basically whittle you away so that your money becomes essentially worthless.
Mm-hmm.
And which it has done that. And that's one of the reasons why people have such a hard time.
Well, let me, if I might, go back to this very odd two-week period where... The country seems to be disengaged. I'm not following it any better than that. But is this giving you cause to worry?
I don't know. It might be cause for celebration. I don't know how to sense that it doesn't look violent. It doesn't look like, you know, something terrible is happening. But perhaps people that have been behind the scenes maneuvering things, perhaps they're not there anymore, or perhaps they're unable to take action for some reason. So that kind of led me to the possibility of the pedophilia ring. I don't know what it could be, actually. I mean, we still have the potential for the Antarctica mess to be revealed.
Right, well,
I don't know. You know, there's so many possible
this
ways.
This is it. Well, which I'd like to get a little better feel on this. What do we? Is this just a null in the astrological progression of life? Just a void? Nothing there?
Well, Mercury is talking to Uranus and Saturn. And Venus is talking to Saturn and Chiron. But they're not talking to any of the other planets, you see. They're not talking to any of the inner planets. So, you know, Sun, Moon are together, but that's it. And then the Sun and Moon actually make no aspects at all to Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto. I mean, pretty much the whole gamut. So it's very unusual because it's...
Well, the next time you're on, we'll be right in the middle of it.
Yes, that's true. We'll have some idea what went wrong or what happened anyways. It might be a good thing, I think. In the possibility that...
Or you're going to get blamed either way, so don't worry.
Right. That's right. You know, but the possibility that you could... somehow prevent those guys from doing their usual stuff, that's a pretty amazing possibility. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, to see what it is that happens. You know, is everybody just so caught up in the financial chaos that they can't take their normal actions, or what's happening? It's just a very, very unusual situation. Like I say, I've never seen a chart like this before, and I've been a full-time astrologer for over 20 years, and I studied 19 years before that. So I've never seen this kind of a chart. Very unusual. And
well, other astrologers, you got to contact them, and if they come back with a say, I'd love to hear what they have to say.
Yes. Well, like I said, that one woman who has much more experience than me also thought it was highly unusual in that, you know, the usual, basically the usual suspects are not doing anything that they...
Well, this is going to be to a point where it has to become a buzz item in the community.
Yeah, that's a good possibility. Yes, we definitely should be talking about it for sure. And I probably will get to that next week. It'll be my first week to have a day without a deadline waiting for me. So, this entire year. So
wow.
I'm really looking forward to that. So that'll be good. And I'll actually have time to contact a few more astrologers about that. But I do want to mention, because we are going to go into Mercury retrograde, and that starts on Sunday. It lasts through May 3rd. This is really not a good time to take and start a new project. It's a great time to research anything. It's a great time to reconsider anything, review things, to fix things, do anything that has RE in front of it, remodel if you have to. But it's not a good time to start new projects, sign contracts, especially I wouldn't sign contracts, because during this period, we typically do not really know what our true needs are. Get to the end of the period, and we might realize, oops, I wish I had not signed that contract, because I really didn't need to do that. I know now that I could have done something completely different, and it would have saved me a lot of money. So it's a period that I usually advise people to be cautious, because They can misunderstand things easily. Mm-hmm. Miscommunications occur a lot. Of course, our computers, our phones, our tablets, etc., don't always function correctly. Our emails may not work correctly.
Uh-huh.
There's problems a lot of times with cars, so hopefully if
Right?
If you have a car, get it fixed right away so it doesn't break down during Mercury retrograde. That happens a lot. And, of course, since a lot of cars break down during Mercury retrograde, if your car does break down during Mercury retrograde, you're going to be in a long line of people waiting to get their car fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually advise people to get that done early. And if you have a computer system, make sure it's completely backed up, not just your recent documents and things like that. And really, this particular Mercury retrograde should give us a lot to think about in terms of new ways that we can handle things. So hopefully Trump will come up with some of those new ideas.
Well, if he wants to save his presidency, he better.
Yes, that's
right. Not going well. So Mercury retro starts when?
Starts Sunday, April 9th, and it lasts through May 3rd.
It's too late to get my car fixed.
Well, I would make an appointment as soon as possible for early next week.
Very good. All right. Well, we'll see. If you get in touch with other astrologers, you might want to put together a little article and send it over.
I'll do that.
Unusual period coming up.
Yes.
And plug other people's analysis or guesstimate as to what it's going to mean. Yeah, send it over. I'd like to see
it. Okay. I'll do that.
Okay, Madeline. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you guys have a great month.
And you too. Have a good weekend. Be well.
I will. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. There's our look at the world on this Friday. It's a weekend. Hope it's a good one. I don't think anything else is going to happen militarily. Maybe a jet shoot down. I think Trump is now seeing that he put both feet in it. At least one would hope. Huh? All right, we'll keep watching it for you. Thanks for being here. We'll talk soon. Take care.